Hi, this is the dictation for Regana Jones. R-E-G-A-N-O-S. Sorry. R-E-G-A-N-O-J-O-N-E-S. Regana Jones. Date of service is 9-9-2025. Date of accident is 4-5-2025. And date of birth is 11-24-1993. The patient Regana Jones is being seen today. She is a victim as a resident driver where she was T-boned on a passenger side. The initial impact caused her various symptoms, which started with the headaches and no symptom of TBI were reported, but she had a terrible muscle spasm to begin with. Pain in the neck and the lower back was reported, severe, and pain in the left shoulder, left hip, left knee, left ankle was reported. Today she reports her pains are continuing as before, and she do have some improvement, 70%, as she is undergoing chiropractic treatment, physical therapy, but she has a difficult time sleeping. Her memory is poor and concentration is also difficult, and she feels dizzy once in a while. Her shoulder is now completely okay. No pain is reported in the shoulder. And right shoulder is completely normal, left shoulder is completely normal. When you do the physical exam, please mark as a normal range of motion that I will dictate. And so physical therapy is going on by Phoenix Physical Therapy. She has had 60 visits so far. No laser treatment has been given. Chiropractic, almost 30 visits have been done. And she still has a difficult time carrying out ADLs. And we reviewed the MRIs for her that showed bulging disc at L4-5, L5 S1 with affecting L5 nerve roots. And facet hypertrophy that she has at L4-5, L5 S1, as well as a cervical C4-5, C5-6 disc bulge affecting C5 and C6 nerve roots. Thoracic MRI was completely normal. And other than that, patient is, has been advised and given all the options, including spinal cord stimulation device to surgical evaluation, and the patient refused all of them. At this time, her pain level is between 6 and 7 in these areas with no radiation except some in the left leg as pain and occasional numbness and tingling. But this is off and on, but no motor weakness. ADLs are affected 6. Patient reports 70% improvement. Please review the records for ADL, system review, additional issues, as well as substance abuse and a compliance plan. In the physical examination, blood pressure 142 over 90, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same as previous visit. Dated 8-27-2025, dictation number 0830-017. Regarding the shoulder exam, please mention the range of motions are completely normal to 180 degrees without any pain. The rotator cuff testing was negative for Hawken-Kennedy, speed test, near test, that are all negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Motor power, both shoulders, both upper extremity is normal. And distally, there is no evidence of median nerve being blocked. And other than that, she is stable. She was provided with Namenda 10 milligram for memory, 30 days, Antivert 25 milligram every 6 hours for dizziness, Imitrex 100 milligram in the morning for headache prevention, Narco 7.5, 325 once a day, 15 days medicine was provided for 15 days. Maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and new labs have been obtained. The patient was found to be in compliance. Thank you.